The deputy police chief says...
Oops, sorry, you should have heard this first.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now here's our tape of the day.
The deputy police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. Three other officers were hurt in the attack. And those are your latest headlines. I'm Jane Skinner. Time now to send you back to Shepherd, who is live where? Just outside of Memphis.
South Carolina Gamecocks. She's a big fan. Go South Carolina. We'll look for you on YouTube there, Janie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Shep.
Janie.
That's not news. That's old.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Shep.
Yeah!
Ah! Oh, yes. Let's see. Here's the actual story about CBS radio management today.
Okay.
For those of you interested in our business, mm-hmm. and for you CBS stockholders out there.
Yes. Yeah. We got one right here. There they are. Hi, guys.
Let me see, the guy who's the new president of our company, Dan Mason, is doing away with the regional management layer.
Huh.
Now.
Layer?
Yeah, that's all these guys that, as we mentioned before, it kind of ran radio stations without really running them.
In groups.
So, here's how I look at this. They're restructuring the company with two different divisions. Dan Mason, the president of the company, will be assuming direct oversight of stations in Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
Ah, all right. That's us.
Scott Herman, Bobby Bacala, takes control of all other markets.
Very good.
It tells me if you don't work in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, or D.C., probably get your tape and resume together.
You do have a bit of a keen insight into the world of radio.
Just the way that I read press releases and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right.
That's all. And, of course, Michael Hughes.
Just a greeting to him today.
Oh, it was a paper title all along, Michael.
We haven't heard from him today.
Being a regional... regional market manager.
Even though he left a nice message, he hasn't gotten back to us yet.
And he never got back to us about that carnival idea that he's floating out there, that one of the radio stations he's running is run by windmills.
Windmills. We want to find out where they are and see if we can put our names on them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that no matter what curse you can put on the Red Sox, no curse will ever outdo the magic of Fenway.
Well, I hope you're right, but you have to understand the power of Gladys. I probably give her more credit than she deserves, but she scares me because she is a Wiccan priestess.
Power to Poon. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Gladys.
Gladys Poon.
Ooh, yeah.
Gladys S. Poon.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Gladys Spoon.
That's what it's spelled. Gladys Fatty Tumor.
Hello, Don and Mike. Ma! Ma, why'd you mention I have a fatty tumor, Ma?
It was a fatty tumor.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Daddy.
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 How about Fresca, huh? Huh?
Daddy.
Would you like to mow my lawn?
Daddy.
That's right.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
Delahue, will you loofah my stretch marks?
Elihu.
Elihu?
Elihu.
Oh, sorry.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Elihu Smales.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just a real quick comment. I don't know if they're playing that that clip of Shepard.
Shep Smith.
Sit down, Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
It's us. Hi, it's us you're speaking with. We're the them.
Cut to it. Come on now. Come on, turn that brain on. Come on
there.
Now, you can do it.
We're them, and you're talking with us now. Welcome to the Matrix. He just hung up, I swear to God.
He couldn't handle it. He couldn't. I said, turn that brain on. Couldn't get the switch. Couldn't fire the cylinders.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Donnie, how you doing? It's Shoo Shoo Geronimo. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Who is this man?
It's Shoo Shoo, man. Don't you remember me? I got to go poop.
Who?
Shoo Shoo?
Shoo Shoo?
That guy has got a memory. When I was a kid, we had a poodle named Mon Petit Shoo Shoo, my little cauliflower. How would some guy listening to the show remember
shoo-shoo.
That?
Wow.
Ah, Shoo Shoo.
That's a memory.
Scary.
Boy, I effed her good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Making memories.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
I never effed my poodle.
Good for you.
I'm so glad you cleared that up.
I let my poodle do stuff to me.
Well, you know, what's the point of having extra peanut butter in the house?
Hello. What's up, Don and Mike Show?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm here again.
Hey, the guy Dustin Pedroia?
Dustin Pedroia.
He's from Woodland. That's right across from Sacramento.
Good. I'm glad you know his name.
He's playing for your team, so you're going to lose.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you didn't know how to pronounce his name, dumbass from Sacramento.
Mompati Chushu made me think of our little bulldog we have now. Uh-huh. We have two dogs in our house. My dog that I brought to the relationship, Colonel Kling,
right.
The German Shepherd, and Jan's dog, she brought little bulldog Oscar.
Right.
Well, as time goes on, Jan's been living with me for almost a year now. Oscar is a great dog, and I'm his daddy now. Who's your daddy?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's a big, thick dog.
Yeah.
Bulldog.
Yeah, English bulldog. Now. Beautiful dog.
Stocky.
Love him.
And although he wants to be picked up and he wants to have his belly rubbed, he often puts the brakes on. It's like an instinctive thing. It's like, I want to be picked up, but then don't pick me up. Don't pick me up. We've gotten to the point now where I go, you want daddy to rub your tummy? And he puts his little paws on my knee, and I pull him up, and I start rubbing his belly. And I noticed the other day that there's a little pink rocket.
Lipstick. You got lipstick, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He really likes it.
He's fixed, right?
Yeah.
He's fixed?
Yeah, but it...
You can still get that, though.
It doesn't stop it from happening,
Does he let you turn him on his back?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in. You're in if you can do that.
Lucky you.
Well, that's the big dog thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you, I didn't know whether you were actually going to turn him over and scratch his belly. That's You're in, and he's showing you the lipstick. That means...
I actually pick him up and carry him like a baby.
Does he stink?
Oh, his farts... His farts are worse, and we had to take the mics. We had to take the sheets, everything on the bed. We had to take them all to the dry cleaners.
Oh, he got stink butt too.
You know why? He leaves little anal secretions.
Yeah, it's stink butt. We call that stink butt with Beluga, and but overall, when I was saying that, I wasn't referring to his stink butt. Overall, bulldogs do tend to
just
have an
smell,
odor.
Right?
Does he have an odor to him?
No. Except he farts constantly.
Is she meticulous about taking care of him and cleaning his ears and stuff like that?
It's like you're there watching.
Just Carla's such a great dog owner. She's taught me a lot about how to take
care
of dogs.
Jan gets out a Q-tip and does his ears and does all of the little ridges in his face.
Seriously, that is the difference. And the reason
Carrie does that for me.
The reason dogs like that normally stink is because owners don't do that, and that's great. And then he's easy to love on.
However,
when you talk about that anal gland.
Yeah, hold on. She was stripping the bed the other day, and I said, what are you doing? And it's comforter, sheets, and everything. Right. I said, what is it? And she said, look right there.
Stink butt.
And I said, yeah. And she said, smell that part of the comforter. And I was like, oh, my God. She said, now, smell the sheet. Oh, my God. All the way down to the mattress.
Wow.
Sure. Stink butt.
And it's because a bulldog has an anal gland.
They all do.
But he secretes.
Yeah.
Leakage.
Now, aren't
it's something about those little dogs, those mashed up dogs. That
you're
have
supposed
those.
To, you can have it like expressed,
yes,
right?
You can have it expressed.
How
nice
often
way.
Do you do that?
As often as they want.
I have an express.
I have mine done.
Until you see lipstick.
Express yourself.
Federal Express.
I'd love to meet that dog. I love a bulldog. They're absolutely gorgeous. Is he shy with the strangers?
No, as a matter of fact, he's very friendly.
Oh, good.
Part of our worry is that he is such a friendly dog.
Yeah.
That, he's the type of dog that could go walking down the street and, a van could come by and go, hey, guess what? We're a van. We're going to take you and turn you into glue. And he'd go, hey, okay, great. Is that a cookie? I'll jump right in.
Too friendly is better than not friendly at all. So that's cool. I love those dogs.
No, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Little Oscar with his anal gland. That is too funny. But you are so lucky that she does that with the dog, because that's where you know, any dog that's got all those folds and wrinkles, a big like Sharpei or anything like that, if you don't pay attention to their ears and all those little nooks and crannies, they are gonna get stink.
Wow.
They're just gonna smell like garbage.
You got that red rocket happening though.
The lipstick, we call it.
I said to Jan, I said, I imagine this would be like if Mini-Me took off his pants.
You know what I get from Beluga now is I get the greeting when I come home, where he gets the high-pitched squeal. That's how glad he is to see me in the evening now. This is the dog that still, you know, is obsessed with Carla.
Sure.
But the dog sees me when I come home, and I get the... And I'm like, oh, hello, Beluga. Hello, Beluga. And I get the...
I love that.
You know what that is in your relationship? That's a chip.
Yeah.
It
that's
is.
A chip.
Mm-hmm.
The dog likes you.
That's right. Right, absolutely. And I found a place on his neck to scratch now where I take his collar off and I give him the really deep scratch on his neck, and he goes nuts.
Sure.
He goes nuts.
Because I know the tide is turning in our house, not that it really matters.
That's quick for you, I mean, for the dog to become your dog.
Well, it's about a year. No, and he is still Jan's dog.
Right.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
Sure.
But what happens a lot of times, and I got to laugh, is that she'll be downstairs doing something with him, and he will come running towards me, and she'll stand there, and she'll go, "What? All those years? What? What? Do I mean anything at all to you now?
All those years of brainwashing?
No, he just wants to come over and show me his boner.
That's right. Daddy's on.
Yeah, rename him Pinky. There he is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Don, you sure? Sure those. Marks on your bed are from the dog, and it's not just a cover-up?
What, from my anal spots?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, guys and dogs, there's always kind of a close bond between
exactly
them.
Exactly what it is, my anal leakage.
Do you ever have the deal where he's on the bed and he starts pawing at a particular area on your sheets? And that's when you know something bad's there.
Uh-huh.
When he starts grinding, at it with his paw.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's up?
All right. One swipe, a clean wipe.
Explain.
Hello.
Come on, don't be stupid. We need some explanation here. Linger longer.
And
no,
it's gone.
They can't because they're afraid to.
Mm-hmm.
He has his little one swipe, a clean wipe. Dare.
Oh, yeah, right. If we wiped the dog's butt.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you something. Janet is such a neatnik. I know she's taken out those baby wipes.
Wet naps.
And
whatever.
She really has wiped the dog's butt.
Sure.
That's one thing I'll never do for Beluga.
Do you know what she does with our dogs when we're on vacation down at the beach?
You tell.
Seriously. Now, this is a woman who loves dogs. They got a rule, like most places. Your dog takes a crap somewhere. You put it in the bag and you carry it.
Right.
No big
deal. We have those all over the house. Sure. We leave them on the floor.
She has her dog trained, and now she has Colonel Kling trained. And how she does this, I don't know. When they're getting ready to go, she makes them wait and stands underneath them and directly by their butt.
With the bag?
She holds the bag so the poop never touches the ground.
Never hits the ground.
Oh, then it won't get dirty.
That's incredible. And it won't get dirty, Rob.
Because we wouldn't want that to get dirty.
That's amazing. What an amazing technique to do that.
And very soon, I'm going to learn that trick.
So she can take the bag out. When I walk
when
Beluga,
I'm going to the bathroom.
We have the bag. And Carla says when I'm going to.
I'm not going to learn how to do it.
For the dog,
I'm going to learn
for yourself.
How to do it for me.
Got
so
you.
That she's sitting there
sure.
with a bag in the morning.
That way you can go outside, which would be your dream. You've always
I
wanted to go outside.
Save water, Mike.
With these water restrictions we've got, it's a good idea.
You'd be going green.
You know, I walk Beluga probably once every 2 months.
Going brown.
That's the only time that I walk him. And Carla says, remember the little bags? I said, so I got to bring the scented pink bags that we take out with Beluga. And what I do is I just go down to the vacant lot next to the house that nobody lives in. I pray that he's going to make it there. Like, he'll start to squat, and I'm like, no. Come
farther.
On, let's go down here a little bit further. And, you know, that's the yard that doesn't really matter.
I can't.
Get him down there and squeeze him.
That's right.
I can't do that because both of our dogs have identifiable crap.
Right.
Meaning that if we're somewhere we have to clean up after the dogs, if we happen to be walking the dogs and I walk them and don't clean it up, we'll be out later. And we've had this discussion at Ocean City. Jan will say, hey, you didn't pick up Clink's crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And she'll stop and go, no, hold on. I know that dog's crap.
Right.
That is a crap from Colonel Plain.
Well, see, and you don't have the advantage that I do of living in an area that's slightly more blighted. That's the advantage I have, where there are the occasional bombed out house, you know, where I can go in and just kind of take him into that corner.
I'm talking about like when we're down at the beach,
right?
When
you got areas where you can sneak around down the beach, right?
There's a lot of people that like watching, and a lot of people like turning in for that rule about
the poop police,
$50 if you don't do the thing after your dog. But sometimes when we're down there and I'm walking the dogs, Clink has something that's so monstrous. It's like I go, I kick some sand on it. And walk by.
Uh-huh.
And the last time we were down there, I swear to God, Janet busted me. She's like,
"Oh, did you let that one go?"
She said, "You lied to me." I said, "I did not." She said, "That is Colonel Clink's poop right there."
You want to knock him off the trail sometime? Leave a human one down there once in a while.
Right.
Okay.
They'll never even call you.
They'll never even put a phone call there.
No fine for that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Sit down, Danny.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, do you know how to stop the dog from humping on your leg?
Oh, come on,
this is not a joke.
This is not make us laugh.
This is not make us laugh. This is a joke. Doesn't count.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling because I looked up you guys' pictures on the internet the other day, and I was wondering, I think I grew up with Rob.
You grew up with Rob?
I don't know. Rob, you grew up at the Jersey Shore?
Yes, I did. I grew up in Tom's River.
Oh, okay.
He's lying. Wait, don't do that. You were legitimately lying there. Tom's River.
Lying?
No, I grew up in Tom's River, but we used to vacation in Seaside Heights. Remember? Who is this, Rod?
He's such a liar.
Is this Rod?
I had a neighbor named Rob Spivak in Bricktown.
Yeah, that's me.
Bricktown.
Remember? Bricktown?
Bricktown.
Bye!
Bricktown Township, we called it.
Shut up.
Where they made the bricks.
Stop it. You know, that reminds me, when we come back from the break, there is a guy who I think I may have known from high school. Who I got this letter from.
Oh, that's right. Very scary letter.
And we got enough time. We should read the letter and try to call the guy.
Hello, dear friend.
And actually, you know what? I would like you, Mike, to attempt to read the letter.
Very good.
With the guy's absolute John Hinckley, I'm crazy writing this with my feet handwriting.
All right. I will read it without any preparation. 1:300 a.m.
Okay, we'll do that. It'll become right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.